after the initial setback of losing that early goal. Having watched it back in there, yes, there's things we can ask the defence to work on a little bit in terms of distances, maybe with some of the space between the players, but it's an absolutely brilliant ball. You know, I think sometimes we're too keen to look for our players making mistakes rather than that, but it's a great delivery from the young boy, and Todorov sticks it away really well.
Is it the reaction to that that really pleased you in terms of getting back into the game so quick?
Yeah, as I say, sort of Inverness has been a team, certainly in my time as manager, that we've struggled to get a decent result against them, so the reaction was good, and you know, it's another great delivery for Dom and Ewan Murray again attacking to get the equaliser. But I felt on the whole we deserved the win today. As the game went on again, we looked like we had goals in us, but I thought we looked a threat in the first half as well.
Certainly days, obviously, Stevie, but Dom and Ewan are certainly showing up a bit of partnership already.
It's strange that you end up with a wide left and a left centre half having that sort of partnership, but no, Dom's deliveries were great. And as I say, we do look a threat. It's something that we've added to the team this year, and long may that continue.
You said you've obviously lost a very prolific goal scorer, but is the aim to kind of spread around the goals and get goals from other areas like that?
As we say, Declan proven last year that he scored goals. Kevin, you know, was scoring goals at Alloa, and I'm sure the two of them will contribute on that front. We will play in a slightly different manner because a different type of striker from what Kevin was. But I was delighted to see Declan's one. You know, I think there's 10 minutes possibly of the game to go, and he's running in behind. He's strong, manages to stay on his feet. You know, he's not been throwing himself to the ground and that, and he gets his rewards with a really good strike to go on and then get us that third goal.
You were without Stephen Whittaker today, but Ian Wilson came in and steadied up that midfield.
Yeah, again, but it's, if you ask Ian Wilson and Kyle Turner what was on the bench today and Stephen sitting out, probably that's the reason that you get a response as well. You know, and that's not me trying to be clever, or, you know, that's the reality of it. Fraser Murray was excellent during the week for us. It was nothing to do with his performance levels, and I explained that to Fraser, and naturally I'll have been disappointed that he didn't start today. But Ryan Dowd didn't start against Kilmarnock, so you know, we will manage people's game time, but I think what the players realise is we're what we win games of football, and I think when there's a belief in that and that's the reasons, you know, it'll hurt them. But you've seen Fraser the way he come on today, he didn't look as if he was petulant or disappointed. He actually come on and contributed to the win as well, so that's all I'm asking my players.
When you look at that depth that you've got to choose from, does this feel like one of the strongest groups you've had since coming here?
Yeah, if I'm being honest on it, I think it's the strongest group mentally as well. I've got a trust in them that the work side it, when you know you're going through the harder parts, we could have crumbled after going 1-0 down today to an early goal. We've shown a resilience in that side of things. And we're going to get different tests over the season. I've said it, we've got off to a great start in the League Cup campaign, but we've come up against a very good Inverness side. And I know they were missing a few players today, but they've got a decent squad as well, Inverness. And we've managed to come away with 3 points, which is very pleasing. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.